I love me some Wine Wednesday. You are listening to The Vero Insider. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia. Happy to be bringing you some really, really exciting upcoming events that are in store for those of us who are familiar with the Hibiscus Festival. We are wrapping it and doing it different this year with all sorts of great things in store. Thanks to Tammy Adams of Main Street Vero Beach. Welcome, darling.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Good, good. I'm happy that you're here. You know, she had a surprise when she sat down. She says, is that wine in my glass there? Absolutely. Thanks to Blue Star Wine Bar, of course. My partner in crime, Kenny Wagner, is away today, but she did give us something delicious to sip on from the Humia region. It's a nice white blend. And I tell you, it's a good food pairing wine because it has some body without too much minerality. And so it's a blend of the Verdejo grape and Chardonnay. So it has like sophistication, sort of got that buttery, like a little bit of butter in the finish, would you say?
Yeah, it's smooth.
It's smooth. It has a, it has that finish of a Chardonnay, but much more interesting in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me a while to really fall in love with a good Chardonnay, but that's okay. Are we going to have wine downtown?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, see, we're kind of already there. We're committed. I know White Glove's committed.
Yes.
White Glove and Pack Mail, we're going to be down there. Helping people ship all those fine pieces of art that they fall in love with.
Absolutely.
Clever. We're just convenient to have around.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about some of the things that we have going on, because it's not just the Hibiscus Festival anymore.
No, it is now the Hibiscus Fine Art and Music Festival.
This is a nice change.
Yes. We've been trying to head that direction the last few years, and so this year we're making it official, and we have the Fine Art segment with fine art and fine craft artists that will be displaying and selling their art, as well as music throughout the day in various venues all around the entire area.
Now, what is the stretch of downtown that you are going to be committed to providing as the starting and stopping point, if you will?
It's along 14th Avenue from 20th Street to 23rd Street.
Okay.
All along 14th Avenue, and then from US 1 to 15th Avenue. So that is the venue in and of itself. So it's just slightly larger than the area that we use now for our Downtown Friday, because we've expanded the festival slightly because we've added some new things.
Okay, like what?
Well, this year is going to be the inaugural professional chalk art show.
Oh, how exciting!
Yes, yes. We've got, right now, we've got about 13 or 14 professional chalk artists that are going to be judged and prizes awarded, that will be doing chalk art pieces of varying pieces of
designs. So there's no theme that they have to stick to. They can do whatever their heart desires?
They can do whatever the heart desires. We have suggested but not required them to utilize the hibiscus in some fashion in their design.
It seems appropriate, Tammy.
Yeah,
it seems pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it does.
It is named hibiscus.
It is, absolutely. And the professional chalk artist that is helping us manage this event is Jennifer Chaparro, and she's out of the Palm Beach area, and she has been kind of spearheading this and putting out the word amongst all of her peers. And she's an award-winning chalk artist in and of herself, and she's actually creating a 3D piece for the festival.
Those are always so trippy.
Yes.
I'm just saying, for the record. Think you're falling down a big tunnel or cave, you know? Ah, woo!
Well, this is going to be a little different. She sent us some design ideas today, and we selected one we think that everybody is going to like and really enjoy, that's very reflective of the venue and the event.
Fun.
And, of course, has a hibiscus flower in it.
That sounds very appropriate. Now, where is that stretch going to be happening of all of our talented chalk artists?
The chalk artists are going to be located along the curbside in front of the post office on 21st Street, and wrap around in front of the Chamber of Commerce area.
Oh, that's a great spot.
Yes. So some other things that we've added to, again, make this a really nice music and art festival is the food.
Oh, it's not just any food.
No. This is a food truck frenzy.
I love it.
We have collaborated with the Buggy Bunch. And
we love you, Buggy Bunch.
Yes, we do. We absolutely love them. They're wonderful people to work with just wonderful people in general. But we are excited to be teaming with them and presenting the Food Truck Frenzy. And we had a meeting this morning going over who some of the food trucks that are going to be there. And she's sending me a list of them. But there's going to be a very, very nice array of varying foods that are just very international.
Absolutely. And I think that that's something when you team up with the Buggy Bunch and they've already established a few great food truck frenzies, you're guaranteed at this point, from a streamlined perspective, to have variety built in and all of those things are figured out. Now, is that going to be where you usually have the food sectioned off during Hibiscus?
It's going to start there. It's going to be where the food is normally for our downtown Friday.
Right.
It's going to start there, but it's going to go west and then north and south down 14th Avenue, like in a
great T. Oh,
so there'll be food trucks all along 14th on the north side and part of north side of 14th and to the south side of 14th, there'll be two or three trucks on that side. So we're spreading them out, but another piece of this, which is so wonderful, not only is it just a wonderful variety of food and excitement, of food, but
it sure is.
Did you know you can eat hibiscus flowers?
I've seen that. And so what are we going to do with them?
Well, we have so far of the food trucks, four of them that will be providing some form of delicacy that is made with hibiscus flowers.
Wow, that is an interesting that is a Vero Insider exclusive.
Yes, and to top that off, we have two or three restaurants in town right now, and we're hoping more will jump on board that are downtown that have come up with, for the next 2 weeks, menu items that are that include and are made with hibiscus flowers. Like Osceola Bistro has an item. The Patisserie has an item.
Chris, he's so innovative.
Blue Agave is going to be bringing on board something. And we're waiting to hear on a couple more. But we really hope that we get more restaurants downtown involved in that. Bocce.
Oh, Bocce does a great job.
Yep. So those four have absolutely, you know.
Why can I only seriously picture, though, a gigantic batch of sangria and then just laced with hibiscus flowers?
Well, to go that direction.
Oh,
Anna.
I went there. Darling.
Okay.
Well. Oh, I went there. It sounds so delicious.
That was a good segue.
Thank you.
Well, the Grove is actually going to be offering a drink made with hibiscus elixir.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, I knew there had to be something.
So
in there.
They're coming up with something that
if we can
will
eat it, we can drink it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly. So,
it's going to smell heavenly.
That, it's going to be
cocktail.
Wonderful. Because, you know, it's not just the hibiscus flowers and this being the hibiscus city, Vero Beach.
It is indeed.
It's bringing all of the businesses together on board to just make it really special.
Exactly. I mean, it becomes a collaboration at that point, a celebration collaboration of the hibiscus. Now, that isn't the only things that are in store. I mean, we have the annual Miss Hibiscus pageant.
Right.
And so that's going to be taking place the first day.
The Miss Hibiscus pageant happens on Friday night, April 11th at 7 p.m. at the Heritage Center downtown. And
indoor. They work,
it's
work
indoor.
The stage and
yes.
All of that. Okay.
The pageant is young women ages 15 to 19 who reside in Indian River County. And they'll be awarded points for public speaking and their involvement in activities and community service.
Okay.
So,
who are our judges? Can you unveil that information?
We don't know that yet.
Oh, surprise.
Well, let's put it this way. The committee knows it.
Oh, okay.
But they're not sharing right now.
Okay, because someone can butter them up in between now and then.
Yeah, we don't.
I see. How many contestants are possible?
Well, I know in years past they've had up to, 20, 25 contestants.
Wow.
And in fact, the deadline just passed. It was April 1st, which was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gotten what the tally is at this point as to how many entrants there are, but we're hoping we have a nice turnout.
I'm sure you will, because what do they get awarded?
Well, what they get is the Miss Hibiscus. receives $500 in prizes donated by local businesses.
Wonderful. Businesses.
And the second place winner gets $300 in prizes. And the third place winner gets $200 plus prizes. And then there'll be honors given out for Miss Congeniality, Miss Photogenic. And the tiara that Miss Hibiscus gets has generously been designed and donated by John Michael Matthews, Fine Jewelry.
He is amazing. We love you, John Michael.
Very much so. Very, very much so. And then Miss Photogenic will win a photography shoot by Jake Scott Kelly of Island Images Professional Photography.
Oh, he's right downtown, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Miss Hibiscus will be receiving 1 year of hair care from Mark at Mark's at the Point.
That's a bonus.
Yes.
That doesn't suck, people. That is great.
Yes, that's very good. So
that's fun for those girls.
Absolutely. And the pageant chair, Elizabeth Graves Bass, she was Miss Hibiscus in the 50s.
Really?
Yes. So she has firsthand knowledge of what's this like, what this is like, and the importance of, you know, the girls and their poise and, you know, what they've accomplished even as young ladies at the high school age.
Absolutely.
Out there in the community to make a difference.
And how to set the tone moving forward.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's something to want to really continuously live up to once you hold the title. And just bring it all the way through. You know, listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't you go anywhere.
Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the Pro Spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
Riverside Theater presents The Comedy Zone, one of the largest comedy club networks in America. The Comedy Zone showcases some of the funniest comedians in the country. This weekend, Riverside Theater is the place for uproarious adult stand-up comedy. Don't miss the fun this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. Call 231-6990 or go to riversidetheater.com. The Comedy Zone, this weekend at Riverside Theater, sponsored by Premier Beverage and Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. Riverside Theater presents The Comedy Zone.
Oh, welcome back this amazing Wine Wednesday as we get you prepared for some of the upcoming fun in store, not this weekend, but the following, for our Hibiscus Fine Art and Music Festival. I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, joined by Tammy Adams of Main Street Vero Beach here in the studio, talking about all the new things that we're bringing to the table. And of course, during commercial break, she's mentioned to me about the 5K. I can assure you that I am no runner. However, I would like to do a quick plug for Sandridge Public Golf Course, because Sandridge is near and dear to our hearts here at the Vero Insider. And what they do to participate for a skills activity level with the students, starting April 1st all the way through to the end of May, he's going to be doing 4-week sessions with the after-school program for kids 7 to 18, Tuesdays from 4:30 to 5:30. It's completely nominal fee, and it's a great way to get outdoors, get that fresh air, bond with your child. Golf is such a universal sport that it's so great to have that skill set in business and in everything, that I just want to make sure that if you're interested, of course, you can go to theveroinsider.com, click on our sponsors tab, and it'll take you right to the Sandridge. And of course, they have an app too now for you can get your tee time, just hit the app. So they're so amazing. We love you, Bella. But now let's talk about this 5K that I will graciously be cheerleading for somebody for, I'm sure.
Well, that's another aspect of the Hibiscus Festival that's a tradition, this being our 11th annual. And the 5K is at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 12th of April. And it starts at the Vero Beach Municipal Airport, and it goes to the Historical Society. And it's a run walk, so we invite everybody to come out, you know, and bring the family, because it's a family event. The first 200 runners are going to be given T-shirts, and special awards will be given for the overall male and female winner, the overall male and female masters, and first to third place in age groups starting from 1 to 14 and going up to 80.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, you know.
Historical Society is which building? Is it the
it's the old train station.
The bright yellow one.
Yes.
Now.
The old train station.
Gotcha.
Yes. And people can go online. They can go to the Runners Depot site and register from there, because Runners Depot, it's a timed and certified 5K by Runners Depot, and they're helping us out. And you can go on our hibiscusfestival.org website and register there through ChronoTrack as well, and register and pay online.
Well, that makes it easy. And
yeah.
Runners Depot does a great job, and they really are thorough and a legitimate
very
source.
Professional.
Exactly.
Yes.
But with that being said, you got a lot of prizes, because you also have prizes for after the 5K. That whole day on the 12th is going to be the fine art portion of the festival.
Yes, and before we jump into that, I do want to thank our sponsors for the 5K, Dale Sorensen Real Estate, Seaside Construction, and Center State Bank for the 5K sponsorship.
All amazing businesses.
Yes, they are good. They've been with us all along, and we're really appreciative and happy to have them. But the going now to the Fine Art and Fine Craft Show. Yes, this is a juried and judged show.
How exciting.
Yes, and there's
people like to be rewarded with prizes. I know I do.
Yes, and there'll be first, second, and third and honorable mention prizes awarded at the show, and cash awards up to $500 for the artists. So this truly is a Fine Art and Fine Craft Show. We have 26 artists this year. And they will all be located from 22nd Street north to 23rd Street in mm-hmm. that block area over near in front of the community center and the from north of the Hibiscus building downtown along 14th Avenue.
North of the Hibiscus building.
Yes, on 14th Avenue.
Okay. Which one's the Hibiscus building?
Like right across from Pocahontas Park.
Okay, that's what it is. Yeah. All right, gotcha.
Yeah. So from 22nd Street there by the Beach Bum Bagel.
Uh-huh.
Which
yes,
are also
yes.
help you know, are helpful and help
and us. Delicious.
Yes.
Some of the best
north.
Chicken salad in town, if anyone cares. Free plug. Thank you, Beach Bum Bagel. Love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's where the fine art and fine craft artists will be located.
So it's gonna be nice and certainly people are going to be able to stroll within that area, and it's going to be a nice contained area.
Right. And there'll be music down at that end of the street.
Now, you're going to do music in a couple different spots.
We have five different music venues when you include the main stage.
All right.
So there will be music at the north end there by the artists. There'll be a music venue over by the chalk artists, what we talked about earlier.
Over by the chamber building.
Over near the chamber building area.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be music down at the south end of 14th Avenue, down by the Vero Furniture Mart. Thank you, Max. We appreciate all your help there with our Hibiscus Festival.
Very nice.
And then the main stage. And also we'll have music at the Rotary Fountain.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. But the main stage is going to be lit up starting at 4 o'clock, because we have the Indian River Charter High School Wolverines ensemble coming as the opening act for our headliner band that starts at 5 o'clock for the concert at 5 o'clock, which is Solid Gold out of South Florida.
Whoa, dang. That's going to be some fun.
Yes.
Now, the main stage, though, is going to be where you usually have it for Downtown Fridays?
That's correct.
Okay, so then, well, wow. Because then you're going to have the food trucks right
all
there.
All scattered, yep.
So then that really entices people to come towards the music and then split off and sort of the aroma takes you away into the different sections. But the music being right there, you can get it from any spot as you walk and stroll, which is perfectly located.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So at the south end of 14th Avenue, where we have, where just past, where they're going to have three food trucks down towards where we typically set up for our beverage station. That end of the street is going to be utilized for our nonprofit booths and our sponsor booths. And we do still have sponsorships available.
Good to know.
And anybody that does a sponsorship of $250 or more does receive booth space if they do want that. But again, hibiscusfestival.org has all of the forms and information right there
convenient.
On that page. Tells you everything you need to know.
Hibiscusfestival.org. Yep. One of our sponsors, Statewide Commercial Insurance, is located right downtown. And in a very, well, they've done updates in the past recent years. I remember when they were doing it and it was a nice change because it is such a focal point as you're heading out of downtown on 60 that takes you west, of course. And it's so nice to know that they are so involved in the downtown and just sort of that fixture that you get to see. But a shout out, of course, to Tommy Danaher's Statewide Commercial Insurance, making sure that every business is protected, offering a free second glance, dotting the I's, crossing those T's. And I'm sorry, what are you pointing at, my dear?
Couple other things.
Well, we got a couple other things. Go for it.
Well, I did want to also mention that we have the annual shopping cart parade that's taking place at the Hibiscus Festival at 3:00.
That's fun. Businesses can do those.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can. And you can go to our website and have a link to fill out the form for doing a shopping cart and decorating a shopping cart. And then the other thing is, throughout the day from 10 to 5, there's going to be children's activities in Heritage Park, bounce houses, face painting, the youth stage that's going to have music on it throughout the day for kids.
Cute.
And performances from different types of children's entertainers.
Well, that encourages you to bring out the whole family, and that's really what it's about. It's
that's
a weekend, and you want to be able, and I mean, really, to bring art, even just through chalk, that can really mesmerize a child that might have otherwise, like oil paintings, no thanks, Mom. But chalk, now you're talking that kid's language.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. And of course, we have some amazing talent all throughout the community. I like, take a look at my nails. Those two are like works of art. Thank you, Foxy Nails. With my little bit of sparkle, really brings out the diamonds I've been acquiring lately.
Just very pretty.
I know, right? Bonus. Bonus to that. And then, of course, Blue Star Wine Bar is going to be having some live entertainment on Friday night. So after the families are done at that amazing Hibiscus, Miss Hibiscus pageant, they can stroll down to Blue Star and enjoy some wine, some delicious food, and again, live music with happy hour 3 to 6 every day, $5 wine, $4 food, and $3 beers. It's a no-brainer. It's not, of course, downtown, but it is. It is a hop, skip, and a jump away. I love our little community.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Right? So the festival itself, though, is really contained to Saturday, aside from the pageant.
Officially from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Saturday, April 12th.
And you will find me there with White Glove and Pack Mail, providing all of the packaging and shipping services for those pieces of art that people are scooping up because they're so unique and amazing. And we're happy to be a part of Main Street. And taking it to the next level.
We're absolutely thrilled to have you all on board and helping us out, not only with the Hibiscus Festival, but in many other ways that makes a big difference.
That's what it's all about. HibiscusFestival.org. April 12th. We'll see you all there. Cheers.
In the top seats, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.